You're listening to The Travel Planner Show with Kevin and Sue McCarthy.
And our guest, Mr. Clint Brownfield, world-renowned travel writer and international bon vivant, just back from Telluride and a couple other places in Colorado. What'd you have to eat while you were out there?
Well, I went to the second farmer's market of this year in downtown Telluride last Friday. I bought some beautiful wild organic strawberries in honor of the strawberry moon, which was last Friday. When the full moon falls on a Friday the 13th, I didn't know it was called a strawberry moon. The food in Telluride is wonderful. They tend to favor locally sourced organic foods, and then, of course, if they don't have any in season, they can fly them in from all over the world. The main drag down through the middle of the town is Colorado Avenue, and I ate at a wonderful place called Rustico that's homemade Italian food, went to the Chop House in the new Sheraton Hotel. I didn't stay there, but I had the food and went to the bar and saw the rooms. It's one of the old historically preserved buildings in town that dates back to the 1890s. The Wild West is all over the place. I saw a plaque on a building that said, this was the side of the bank where Butch Cassidy pulled off his first bank robbery. So if you want vestiges of the Wild West, go to Telluride. And just in case, we have new listeners, the website for the tourism organization is visittelluride.com. So they can jump on that. There are things for children, things for dogs to do. I saw a dog spa at the Peaks Resort up on the Mountain Village. So there's literally something for everyone in Telluride virtually every day and week of the year. It's a year-round resort now, and I would say go to Telluride. It's one of my new favorite places, and I can't wait to go back.
You also went to Dunton Hot Springs, which I understand is a very nice, and that's also in Colorado, not very far from Telluride.
It's just over the mountain from Telluride, and it's about 25 miles, but it's a mountain road and absolutely gorgeous. Dunton Hot Springs was a go town, and the story goes that a very successful European businessman was driving down the road and saw this ghost town of an old mining town, so he bought it. And it is now one of the top 10 all-inclusive luxury resorts in the world. It consists of about 12 log cabins, an old saloon where you have your meals, and there are hot springs there, Dunton Hot Springs. Its website is duntonhotsprings.com, so you can jump on there and see what it's all about. The cabins, I stayed in one called the Vertical Log Cabin. That's because the logs go up and down instead of horizontally.
Oh, the old French stockade style, yeah.
Yeah, many of the buildings are original in their original places. Some have been moved in from around the area. Each one is now like a masterpiece of decor, beautiful period antiques of the area. You don't see French Rococo furniture in there. It's all things that would be typical of that period in the 1880s, 1890s, when it was also a silver mining camp. The miners didn't really have that much of an opportunity to take baths, so then they would charge them a nickel to come in and take baths. There's a bath house where you can soak inside, and then there's also a pool outside where you can soak. It's about 105 degrees, no sulfur. So there's no sulfur smell or anything
like
that.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, so it's good for wet ales. You have supposedly absolutely spectacular food. There are only about 12 cabins, so I think the maximum capacity would be about 44 people. So everybody goes to the saloon where the dining room is and eats around a community communal table. The chef is Carrie Eagle, and she turns out masterpieces and her talented crew. Three times a day, right before your very eyes, we had red trout from Idaho. I think last Sunday night. It was just wonderful. The Dolores River runs through the property. It's about 1,600 acres, and you can do fly fishing there. You can hike the trails. The place is surrounded by 13ers and 14ers, which are mountains that are 13,000 feet in elevation, 14,000 feet in elevation. a nice one.
Clint,
from
since
Boston.
You're from New York, did the altitude bother you at all?
Well, it didn't, and I'll be 65 in November, so things could just go at any minute, but I live at sea level. You all basically live at sea level out there. I really felt right. No effect.
Yeah, it's is only about 500 feet above sea level, yeah.
Yeah. I live in a three-story walk-up, so I climb up and down it two or three times a day. We walk in New York. I took it easy the first two or three days. I mean, it's like when you go up steps, you pant like a little bit, but I do that anyway. So I really felt no effect. You drink lots of water, and then whatever else you drink is sort of like up to you. But I felt no effects, ill effects whatsoever with the altitude. It's just
well, speaking of ingesting things, of course, the greatest news story out of the state of Colorado this year so far, I think, has been the legalization of marijuana. Did you see any of that or participate, or can you tell us anything about that for those of us who are in areas that go, really? It's legal?
No, it's legal in Telluride, and it still goes county by county. Oh, city by city, like Denver, it's legal,
okay.
Telluride, it's legal, but Vail, I don't think it's legal there. So I asked around, and I visited Alpine Wellness in Telluride. It's up on the second floor across from the courthouse. And the people.
This was for a journalistic experience, right?
Well, I didn't buy anything, but they have edibles. It's kind of like a little bakery.
Okay. Brownies?
They have smokables. Well, they have things called peppermint fatties. They've got some jelly beans, all sorts of little cookies and wafers.
Jelly beans?
Jelly beans? You can just ingest those, you know, for a little picker-upper if things are getting
makes
dull
you want to go back
life.
And think about President Reagan again with his love for jelly beans,
Don't think that these were like his jelly beans. You never know. I don't think this is a bakery that Norman Rockwell would have imagined when he fired up his easel to illustrate mom and apple pie. I just report these things. You know, I went to journalism school.
That's why I said it was a journalistic experience for you. It sounds like you had a really good time.
Well, you can go on to the Alpine Wellness website, alpinewellness.co, and check it out. They have all the products there and everything. It is, I think, one of the most fascinating social experiments that we've been living through. So we wish everybody well on, I guess, all sides of the issue.
Enough said.
It also tells you on the website what you can do and what you cannot do. Cannot drive. You cannot do it in public.
Right.
So,
and you cannot take it back out of state on an airplane, so don't try.
Sure, yeah. Hey, Clint, we're just about out of time. Would you give us the websites again for the various places that you visited?
Yeah, for Telluride, it is visittelluride.com. And for Dunton Hot Springs, it's duntonhotsprings.com. You can get cabins there starting for a few hundred dollars, double occupancy, and including all the food and beverages.
Sounds like a plan. Clint, thank you. Yeah, we've got to run. We're out of time. Thank you very much, and we'll talk to you again after your next travels. This is the Travel Planners Radio Show. I'm Kevin McCarthy.
I'm Sue McCarthy.
We invite you to drop us an email, kevinandsuetravel@yahoo.com, and we'll be right back with TSA.